AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
There was no doubt about it that there was a lingering hangover from the Northampton semi-final still in the Abiba air.
Right.
I thought last Saturday night was witnessing the crowd of only 22,000. Every Leinster fan I've spoken to since that day can't not talk about any other match.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Liverpool boss Arne Slot after his side beat Inter without Mohamed Salah. Real Madrid boss Xabi Alonso is under increasing pressure ahead of their meeting with Manchester City at the Bernabeu. And could Leo Messi possibly not be in the Argentina squad for next summer's World Cup? But first today, Liverpool beat Inter 1-0 at the San Siro last night in the Champions League. And that was despite Mo Salah's absence. Dominic Szoboszlai scored a penalty in the 88th minute after Florian Wirtz had his jersey pulled. Ibrahima Konate's first half header was ruled out by VAR. Arne Slot feels the decisions even themselves out.
If that is a penalty, we could have had 10 this season, I think. So that was a penalty that I don't think in the Premier League would have been given. But again, I think the first goal was more clear a goal than it was wrong that the penalty was given.
Liverpool kept a clean sheet for just the second time in 7 games in all competitions. And captain Virgil van Dijk says the squad did well to put the off-field issues to one side.
We have a responsibility to all our fans and to ourselves to try and turn the situation around. That's what we try to do, work on each and every day. And nothing has changed on Sunday and Monday. And overall, it was a good game that hopefully we can build on in the next game.
Slot also praises players for putting the Salah distraction out of their minds.
Tonight it should be all about the players that are here. If you have an away win in this stadium against such a strong team, then it should be about the midfield or about Ibu or about the ones that are here. They deserve all the credits. Tonight it should be about the ones that are here.
Chelsea were also in Italy last night, but they lost 2-1 away to Atalanta. A goal from João Pedro had given Chelsea a 1-0 lead at halftime, but the home side hit back with goals from Gianluca Scamacca and Charles de Ketelera. Atalanta are up to third in the standings, 3 points ahead of Chelsea. Enzo Maresca was frustrated with the nature of the goals they gave away.
After the goal we conceded, we lost a little bit of control of the game, and then we conceded the second one. I think both goals, they are quite, we can avoid both of them. They are quite easy goal.
Tottenham had the most comfortable night of the Premier League teams. Spurs won 3-0 at home to Slavia Prague. Mohamed Kudus and Xavi Simons both scored penalties after a known goal had given Spurs the lead. Tottenham boss Thomas Frank feels his team are now growing in confidence.
Just gelling a little bit more and more together in a tricky game against an opponent that is not easy to play against. Slavia Prague, big respect for them. The man-man physical pressure, but we got the job done and got 3 points.
Frank also praised the performance of Xavi Simons, who scored for the second game in a row.
I think he built on the good game on Saturday and produced again, I would say. Good link-up play. I also like his work ethic. It's crucial for me, for us, for everyone to work very hard. So I like his overall performance.
Elsewhere last night, Bayern Munich joined Arsenal at the top thanks to a 3-1 win at home to Sporting, who took the lead in the game. Serge Gnabry, Leonard Carl and Jonathan Tah got the goals for Bayern. Barcelona won their first Champions League game back at the Camp Nou. Jules Koundé scored both goals in their 2-1 win over Eintracht Frankfurt. Monaco beat Galatasaray 1-0. Atletico Madrid won 3-2 away to PSV. And Marseille also won 3-2 away to Union Saint-Gilloise. Kairat Almaty were eliminated from the competition after they lost 1-0 to Olympiacos. Tonight, Arsenal will have to do without Declan Rice and Max Dowman for their game away to Club Brugge. William Saliba hasn't travelled either as he closes in on his return from a recent knock. Fellow centre-backs Christian Mosquera and Gabriel are also out. Leandro Trossard didn't board the plane to Belgium, while Dowman suffered an ankle injury playing for their under-21s at the weekend. It now appears that he's going to be out for 2 months. He's been replaced by Gabriel Jesus in their Champions League squad. Manager Mikel Arteta believes the club's first loss in 18 games at the weekend allowed them a moment to reflect on their impressive start of the season. Arsenal are top of the Premier League and Champions League.
With all the difficulties that we have from the start of the season, where we are in the position where we are, both in the Champions League and the Premier League, is where we want to be. And understand that you have to earn it every single day, and the margins are very, very small.
Gabriel Martinelli could make Champions League history tonight. He'd become the first player to score in five games in a row in the competition if he's on the score sheet in Belgium. The Brazil international feels that games in Europe are often more open than the Premier League.
Everyone just wants to attack and have loads of space sometimes. As in the Premier League, sometimes some teams are just, as some people say, park the bus, and it's a bit more tricky to score and to have more space.
Real Madrid boss Xabi Alonso is under pressure heading into tonight's game at home to Manchester City. His side is 4 points behind Barcelona in the Liga after three of his players were shown red cards in Sunday's 2-0 loss at home to Celta Vigo. Alonso, who used to play for Real, isn't surprised he's facing scrutiny.
I knew pretty well the culture of Real Madrid. That's why it's the biggest club in the world, and you need to adapt it, you need to learn from it.
And on Wednesday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, European football journalist Graeme Hunter joined Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy. He explained the situation as to why it hasn't clicked for Alonso yet in the Spanish capital.
Great to hear. Tell me this, Xabi Alonso, he's in trouble, is he?
Yeah, parental advisory for everybody listening in Kells, County Meath, where he spent part of his childhood. He is now calm because, like, from the micro to the macro, he hasn't made friends. Is maybe not the right word to say, but supporters. He doesn't build empathy within this club, and it's not like he's been badly behaved. No way. Ultra professional. Still, nothing's changed there. But for whatever reason, he's spikily independent. I think that. He certainly doesn't waste a lot of time managing upwards. And I think with the players, he's not gone out to replicate, but there's a hint of Rafa Benitez. You'll remember the big thorny issue about when Steven Gerrard was thinking about going to Chelsea. And effectively what came out was that Gerrard wanted Benitez to be, in this instance, all over him and say, like, you matter so much, and to become this warm kind of parental figure. And for whatever reason, that's the kind of thing that Xabi doesn't do. He expects that hard work, his skill, his experience will draw players to his ideas. And I know that since he came, with the quality of football not being great and the latter rash of results being poor, I know that he's adapted. He's tried to win Vinicius back over. Because Vinicius' bad behaviour when he was substituted in the Clásico was awful. I think normally in a powerful position, Xabi Alonso would have let him stew. But he worked hard at that, brought Vinicius round again. And the hard fact is, going right down to the granular stuff now, he's inherited a really problem squad, hasn't been properly rebuilt, that lacks, as in Spain, people only talk about quality of football in the middle of the pitch because Kroos and Modric are no longer there. I think that's short-sighted. Number one is a genuine lack of leadership. Somebody who's leading for the benefit of the team and the squad rather than playing for themselves. Nobody, and I think this is outright wrong, and both of you know this, nobody is talking about in the last two pre-seasons, Real Madrid had a cumulative total of about 8 days good work in two summers. That hits you. That costs. In terms of mental sharpness, in terms of focus, in terms of potential injuries, Militao out again, Carvajal out long term. Over the last couple of seasons, they've been dogged by injuries. Kylian Mbappe, as they begin to prepare to face Manchester City tonight, I'll be there. Kylian Mbappe, it's unclear whether he starts, hits the bench, or is out. There's no squad release for Real Madrid yet, which is ultra rare. It's only happened, I think, twice in the last 5 or 6 years that the squad isn't announced the day before the game. So, is he in trouble? Yes, because he's moved to an extraordinarily difficult club. at a time when they're not by any means at their strongest in terms of how they've been put together, what state they're in. And now they face with that, having been booed off after a really comprehensive 2-0 defeat to Celta Vigo at the weekend and being booed off. Now they welcome Pep Guardiola and Manchester City.
That conversation is available for you to listen back to in your OTB Football podcast feed now. Meanwhile, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he'll find out a lot about his players when they play at the Bernabeu. He's previously called the 15-time winners the kings of the Champions League.
Sooner or later, you want to make a step in Europe. In later stages, you have to live these experiences to next time be able that I've done it, I can do it again and compete against good teams. And always is a good place to come to prove yourself, how you are as a team.
City midfielder Bernardo Silva joked that games against Real now have become so frequent they're like domestic league games. This will be the 9th time they've met since April 2022, but Silva always looks forward to a game at the Bernabeu.
We know how tough it is to come here. We know how special it is to play in this stadium. Me personally, I'm a bit more used because we draw against them every season. It looks like a league game now, but it's definitely a very good test.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says they don't want to experience that empty feeling that comes from losing in the Champions League. They were beaten 2-1 away to Marseille in their last European outing. They can get back to winning ways when they play Bayer Leverkusen in Germany tonight. Howe knows the German team won't make things easy for them.
This will be a really tough game. Leverkusen are an outstanding football team. They play a really good style, very true to their identity. They never deviate from it. Got some really good players. So this will be a tough game, but also another test of how far we've come and how far we've got to go.
Newcastle striker Nick Valdemada says he's excited to be back in Germany. The German international completed a club record £69 million move from Stuttgart in the summer, and he admits it'd be nice to mark his first return to his homeland with a goal.
I think as a striker, if you score goals, always feeling good. I think at the end, I don't care where you score the goals, but if you score it, it's the best feeling what you can get.
Elsewhere in the Champions League tonight, holders PSG are in the Basque country to take on Athletic Bilbao. Jose Mourinho's Benfica host Napoli. Borussia Dortmund welcome Bodo Glimt to Germany, and Juventus take on Pavlos FC of Cyprus. Those games all kick off at 8 o'clock. The early games will see Karabag host bottom side Ajax and Villarreal take on Copenhagen. Those early games kick off at 5:45. Arsenal secured their place in the knockout stages of the Women's Champions League with a 1-0 win over FC 20. Ireland captain Katie McKay played the full 90 minutes for the holders, and that was her 50th European game for Arsenal. Beth Mead scored the only goal of the game. Manager Renee Slegers admits her side made hard work of the win.
We should win today, and we did, and it was important. Yeah, they defended for their lives, so I think we have about 15 shots. I think there's quite some blocked shots and saves. So we were chasing that second one, didn't come, and then we had to manage the game, and I think we did that well in the end.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Tonight, Manchester United will hope to make it 4 wins and 5 games in the competition when they host Lyon. Sonia Bampastor's Chelsea put their unbeaten record on the line. They face Roma. Kira Caruso has left San Diego Wave after the end of her contract. The Ireland international joined them from London City Lionesses in 2023. However, she's found opportunities hard to come by under manager Jonas Eidevall and is now set for a fresh start in the new year. Caruso is still an important player for Ireland and played both legs of November's Nations League promotion relegation playoff win against Belgium. At Lone Town, striker Kelly Brady's agreed to join WSL 2 side Crystal Palace. Brady helped at Lone win a domestic double last season. Brady, who was born in New York, was in the Ireland squad for the recent behind closed doors friendly against Hungary. She'll join fellow Irish internationals Abby Larkin, Rusha Littlejohn, and Hayley Nolan at Palace. Evan Ferguson's time at Roma could be about to come to an end in January. The 21-year-old's been linked with a return to Brighton after a tough spell in the Italian capital. Roma are away to Celtic in the Europa League tomorrow. And on the football show last night, Owen Sheehan, Mick McCarthy and Ben Symes discussed why it hasn't worked out under Gian Piero Gasperini.
Is it going to be referred to as an ill-fated loan spell? That's certainly what the Italian press are saying, that he's going to go back to Brighton. The loan is going to end, and Fabian Hertzler, not exactly the number one member of the Evan Ferguson fan club. You wouldn't be particularly hopeful about what that means for him.
The one thing I'd say is this Roma team are a miserable attacking team. They are, you know, there is whatever way Gasperini is set up, and look, it might do well for them as, you know, in terms of results in getting better than what they've been in recent years, but they are not scoring goals, but neither are they creating chances. And a striker doesn't have nothing to do with that, but they're not solely responsible for it either.
No one in the top 12 of Serie A has scored fewer goals than Roma.
I'm surprised even the bottom eight haven't scored more than them as well. We're getting to the point now where it's like we've forgotten that Evan Ferguson is 21, you know, and that like him finding the right situation is still something he has plenty of time for.
And there's also because of the fact
and this isn't the right situation, I think. You know?
He's 21. Hertzler could well open his eyes and find a new viewpoint in Ferguson.
Like, Hertzler could be gone in the summer as well.
Yeah, there could be that. But also as well, like there was the injury issues. Yeah. There was definitely a form issue. And I'm not sure, maybe Hertzler has his mind open. I know they've got a couple of injuries in that position at the moment as well with Brighton. Could he actually turn his fortunes around at the Amex, I wonder? Because like my initial reflex is he's got to go on loan again.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Last year, I just found it a very difficult watch at Brighton as they kind of like, you know, semi-circle around the box constantly. And
Danny Welbeck finishes off the...
But I suppose, Welbeck's able for it, so...
I'm really worried about if he goes back to Brighton, the kind of way they use their striker. You're kind of directly running towards goal. There's very little turning around, picking the ball up in defeat and laying it off. And like we've seen, that's what Ferguson is so good at. It's the same when you watch Roma, and it's just so disheartening watching him show for the ball. The ball doesn't get put in. There's a stark contrast when Pep Dybala is on the pitch and there's a bit of creativity in there, but when he's not there, it's so lacking. And you said, like, you forget that he's only 21. I remember looking at the lineup the other week and I saw Tommaso Baldanzi was starting. And I said, geez, they're starting a kid over him. And Baldanzi's older than him.
Right.
Like, we do forget he's still so young. And if he goes back to Brighton, and it is that case where he doesn't go out alone, he's on the bench, he'll have a full season to reassess and go next year. I'd love to see him go abroad to the Netherlands or the Bundesliga.
Yeah,
I think that would suit him a lot better. I'd just be really worried about going back to Brighton, sitting on the bench, coming off and playing a style of football that doesn't suit you.
Peruvian journalist Luis Miguel Echegaray joined Owen on the football show last night and they discussed Leo Messi's recent MLS win and being named MVP for the second season in a row. And with doubts over his participation at next summer's World Cup, Echegaray says the Argentine is just playing the long game.
I'm going to tell you something, Owen. I think that Messi is, as somebody that has covered his career extensively, I had the honor of interviewing him. He is somebody that plays chess and he keeps his cards very close to his chest. So he doesn't want to tempt fate, so to speak.
Okay.
He doesn't want to allude to something that may not happen because, God forbid, an injury or whatever. So he is very pragmatic, very realistic about everything. It is not within Messi, an obsessive introvert, by the way, somebody that just does not like the attention. I don't know if you saw videos of Inter Miami celebrating after MLS Cup. They did a conga line and there was Beckham and Busquets and all the players. And then the camera rolls to Messi and he's just like, I don't want to be here at all. Like, he's such an introvert. But my point is, I think the reason why he's not confirming he's going is because he wants to really feel he's at his 100%. And the season of MLS begins once again in the spring. He wants to make sure that he's ready and he's fit. I'm with you. I think he's going. There's no doubt about it. But Lionel Scaloni and Argentina have a plan with him and without him. Obviously, we want it to be there with him, but he's being very realistic about the path. But yes, I see him at the World Cup 100%, barring, of course, a horrific injury or anything like that.
And if you want to hear either of those chats back in full, you can do so now in your OTB football feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Coventry's lead at the top of the championship was cut to 5 points last night. Frank Lampard's side had to settle for a 1-1 draw away to Preston, who played most of the match a man down after a red card in the first half. Second place Middlesbrough took full advantage with a 2-1 win over Charlton. QPR are into the top six thanks to their 2-1 win over Birmingham. Ireland defender Jimmy Dunn scored the first goal for QPR. More action tonight. Millwall, who are third, go to Derby. Two sides in the playoff mix meet with Ipswich at home to Stoke. Hull host Wrexham and Bristol City take on Leicester. And remember, we'll bring you live commentary of Shelburne's Conference League clash with Crystal Palace on Thursday night on the Go Loud app. It's also on News Talk from 7 o'clock. And on tomorrow's Football Daily, we'll build up to both Irish sides in Europe. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.